Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to another segment of Khoj Gurbani's Shabad the Day. Our recitation is Asa Mahalla Panjwa, Bani of the fifth Guru, Guru Arjan. It consists of four stanzas, and today's recitation focuses on the first. The recitation first is as follows. Asa Mahalla Panjwa, Thir Santan Sohag, Mare Na Javai, Jaake Greh Har Naho, So Sadhi Ravai, Avinasi Avigat So Prabh, Sada Navtan Nirmala, Nehdur Sada Hadur, Thakur, Dehdis Puran Sad Sada, Pranapat Gatmat, Chate Pre Preet Preetam Pabai, Nanak Vakhane, Guru Bachan Jane, Thir Santan Suhag, Mare Na Javai. Thir Santan Suhag Mare Na Javai, Jaake Greh Har Naho So Sad Hi Ravai. Santan, a reference to evolved individuals. This is a state that is being described when spiritual transformation has occurred. Enlightened. The mind is enlightened. It becomes Thir. The imperishable, Suhag, the self, has been awakened. Jaake Greh Har Naho So Sadhi Rabai. You're in that embrace, enjoying, relishing, ravishing. Rabai, to ravish. So Thir Santan Suhag Mare Na Javai. In whom the imperishable Suhag is awakened, their heart is where self-knowledge shines. It is always in bliss. The self is imperishable, avinasi, avagat, imperishable, formless, so prab, that prab, a reference to the self as wisdom, sada navatan, ever fresh, meaning spontaneous, nirmala, pure, without a sense of ego. Nehdur, not far. Sadahadur, always present. Thakur, that master. It's being referred to as the master. Dehdas, Puran Sadasada. Dehdas, in all 10 directions, it is pervasive, fully pervasive. Puran Sadasada. It is not deficient in any one direction. Pranapat, it is the master of the breath, and indeed it is breath. Gatmat, it is motion. Jate pre, it is the beloved. So that is our objective. The Guru is now talking about a mind that has indeed achieved that state. So when the mind is at rest, Thir, which is another way of saying when the mind is enlightened. In other words, when it recognizes its innate nature, in that heart is bliss enjoyed. So here the mind is likened to a bride, Suhagan, whose husband's self's embrace she is enjoying. Now this is a familiar theme in Gurbani, where the messages assume a feminine voice, acknowledging perhaps the receptivity and nurturing quality of the feminine. And the fact that the embrace that is being described is a metaphor for transformation, spiritual transformation. That is essentially the message. The last line ensures that we understand Nanak Vakhane. Nanak here referring to himself, Guru Arjan, Vakhane. Nanak says, Gur Bachan Jane. It is only through spiritual knowledge that comes from the Guru that we can attain this state of Tirtha, which is Amrit, which is Naam. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.